And welcome back to WDOT. Today we're here with another weekly newscast with the WDOT station team. And now with World Adler.
Iran has sent around 300 missiles directly from Iran Sur and other proxies of the Iranian government. The Israel Defense Force has released a statement saying they have had a 99% success rate of intercepting missiles and drones from the Iranians, as well as the U.S., England, and France, who have intercepted around 100 missiles. The Israeli war cabinet has met to discuss their response to these strikes from Iran. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi stated the smallest action against Iran's interests will be met with a severe, extensive, and painful response. Ukrainian President Zelensky has warned that they will lose the war if Congress does not pass a bill for them to continue their fight for freedom against Vladimir Putin. The Senate passed a $95.3 billion bill in February for the aid of Ukraine and Israel, but the House has failed to pass a bill as of yet. Zelensky has warned that Russia won't stop at Ukraine, but continue its rampage of hostile takeover to surrounding democratic countries. Now, with U.S. News is Jaffe.
Thank you, Sam. Today on Tuesday, the Supreme Court will be asked to rule on whether supporters of former President Donald Trump, who attacked the Capitol on January 6th in 2021 in an attempt to prevent the 2020 election from being certified, can be charged under the federal statute that has only been applied to the prosecution of white-collar crimes up to this point. In other news, the weekend strike on Israel by Iran is probably going to make it much more difficult for the progressives in Washington to tie some forms of military assistance to Israel to the escalating humanitarian situation brought on by the Gaza war. More than 100 Republicans and Democrats penned a letter on Sunday night urging U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson to vote on a multi-billion-dollar military aid deal for Israel as soon as Monday night. The Senate enacted a $95 billion bill in February that included $14 billion to the assistant for Israel. And now over to Aaron.
News: a 17-year-old that attends West Islip High School was found with a gun and bullets as he was walking around school grounds. Some students reported that the student showed his friends his gun, but then they immediately reported it to the staff. An on-duty security guard approached the student and took the gun from him. The student was then secured in a room as they waited for local police to arrive. The 17-year-old later attended court and was charged with criminal possession of a weapon and criminal possession of a weapon on school grounds. The school intends to increase their security measures for an extended period of time. In other news, a young teen known as Sebastian Patino Caceres has been arrested this morning for spraying graffiti on a sidewalk that contained anti-Semitic statements next to the Beth El Jewish Center on Prospect Lane. Police claim that not only did he deface a sidewalk, he also spray-painted on some fences, too. Sebastian will be held in court later today as he will be faced with multiple charges. And now with Business Southern.
Thank you, Burgess. State tax officials are using AI to go after wealthy payers. Even as the IRS makes headlines for cracking down on the wealthy, state tax collectors have become even more aggressive with audits of high earners. According to tax attorneys and accountants, in New York, the tax department reported 771,000 audits in 2022. The latest year available, up 56% from the previous year, according to the State Department of Taxation and Finance. At the same time, the number of auditors in New York declined by 5% to under 200 due to tight budgets. So how's New York auditing more people with fewer auditors? Artificial intelligence. States are getting very sophisticated using AI to determine the best audit candidates, said Mark Klein, partner and chairman emeritus at Hogsden Russ LLP. And guess what? When you're looking for revenue, it's not going to be the person making $10,000 a year. It's going to be the person making $10 million, Klein said. The state is sending out hundreds and thousands of AI-generated letters looking for revenue. It's like a fishing expedition, he said. Now with sports is Wilbur. Take it away, Wilbur.
Thanks, Sogard. Yesterday, Artemi Panarin and Igor Shesterkin led the New York Rangers past the Ottawa Senators in game number 82 of 82, clinching their fourth President's Trophy in franchise history and their first since their run to the Stanley Cup Finals in the 2014-2015 seasons. They will play one of the Capitals, Penguins, or Detroit Red Wings. Staying in the NHL, the New York Islanders clinched the third place in the Metropolitan Division last night as they beat the New Jersey Devils at Prudential Center 4-1. They will play the Carolina Hurricanes in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs for the second straight year. On Sunday, Scottie Scheffler sealed the deal, winning the second Masters of his career. Scheffler, who won 2 years ago in 2022, going 10-under and beating Rory McIlroy. Scheffler was the favorite going into the weekend as he came through beating Swedish golfer Ludwig Åberg by 4 strokes at 11-under. The Knicks are gearing up for their first-round matchup versus the winner of the Heat versus Sixers game. The Knicks fans are very confident going into the game as they are led by Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, and Dante DiVincenzo. The Knicks look to make the deep playoff run this year, hopefully ending with an NBA championship trophy. Now with entertainment is Owen.
Thanks, Wilbur. Coachella was this weekend taking place in Indio, California. There were many celebrities who showed up in their great outfits. Jaden Smith and Justin Bieber shared a hug with each other as they haven't seen each other in 3 years, they said. Keanu Reeves and Alexandra Grant were at the red carpet this weekend, and they shared a sweet smooch on the red carpet. In other news, Katy Perry announced her decision to leave American Idol. Staying on the topic of shows, The Voice has announced it's going to return for its 25th season. Since last night was the WNBA draft, let's talk about WNBA star Brittany Griner. She announced that her and her wife are going to have their first child. Congrats to them. Here's Rosen with Science and Technology.
A recent study published in Science Robotics created a robot known as Emo who could smile back at people. After being trained through looking at itself and other videos of people smiling, it can now detect muscles moving and predict facial expressions. In fact, Emo can predict a smile 839 milliseconds before it even occurs in order to smile back. It can raise eyebrows, smile, and make other expressions too. It is believed that this robot could make people more comfortable with robots, since later reactions than in humans could lead to awkward feelings. A research firm known as IDC found that the iPhone and Apple have fallen out of first place in terms of market share. They are no longer the top phone maker, as Samsung has surpassed them yet again. As of now, Samsung's market share is at 20.8%, meanwhile Apple's is at 17.3% market share. This is due to Android providing a lot of competition. Also, the Chinese brand Huawei is increasing. Sales of the Android Galaxy S24 smartphones have increased 8% when compared to the S23. In comparison, Apple sent only 50.1 million iPhones in the same period they sold 55.4 million last year, now with Nash weather.
Yesterday, Monday, April 15th, New York saw its nicest day of 2024 thus far, with a beautiful sunny day with the temperature maxing out at 78 degrees here in Port Washington. Today is also a very nice day with temperatures in the upper 60s with the highest reaching 69 degrees and a feel of 66. The temperatures will shift, however, as tomorrow is going to rain and be 60 degrees and will then be followed by an atrocious 48 degree and rainy Thursday with the feel getting all the way down to 41 degrees. Saturday will be the perfect day to drive up to Madison Square Garden in New York City to cheer on the Knicks as they take on the winner of the Heat versus Sixers game tonight. Next week's weather looks to be nice for our spring break, with temperatures roaming anywhere from 55 to 69 degrees, a great week to play sports and hang with friends. Last week, we experienced a very rare solar eclipse that left many people underwhelmed. However, the moon's covering of the sun is not projected to happen again until 2044. Next up is Danny with Offbeat.
Thank you. Berlin Zoo native Fat Toe the Gorilla has turned 67, making her the oldest gorilla in the world. Fat Toe, who was born in 1957, came over to the zoo from West Berlin. In the zoo, Fat Toe prefers to be isolated from the other animals. Fat Toe has recently become the oldest animal in the world. The reason is because of the passing of Ingo the Flamingo. As a community, we shall say, we all love you, Fat Toe, and we wish for her health. In other news, NASA is trying to search for the Loch Ness Monster once again. Since the first sighting in 1934, it has been reported that the Loch Ness Monster has been seen 1,156 times since. Amy Todd from the Loch Ness Center said, "We are hoping that Nessie hunters around the world will help us reach the people at NASA. We are hoping to reach them through the power of social media. We are just hoping for their expert guidance to help with our ongoing quest to get their answers. To find them, Nessie hunters can also go on a boat with Deep Scan Captain Alastair Matheson, the skipper from the Loch Ness Project, as well as Mr. McKenna, using an 18-meter hydrophone to listen for mysterious sounds echoing from the depths of the loch."
Thank you so much for tuning in to this Port Radio newscast. Until next time, stay healthy and have a great spring break.